Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are stories to start your Monday hike for hospice returns after two-year hiatus. Rain didn't fall too heavily on today's parade, with the hike for hospice making its long-awaited return to Bell Park. The once-annual fundraiser event for Maison McCulloch Hospice was last held in 2019, after which the COVID-19 pandemic put a damper on subsequent years' efforts. Although this is the third year the Sudbury Credit Union has sponsored the event, it was the first time they've done so for the in-person incarnation they've joined others in waiting for. While the rain's putting a damper on the event, we're still optimistic that the pledge forms will come through and people will continue to support the hospice, Sudbury Credit Union CEO Mimi Regimbal said prior to embarking on this year's hike. Regimbal is also chair of the hospice's foundation board, and said the annual fundraising event became even more important since the hospice doubled in size from 10 beds to 20. Read the full story here. Students show support for seniors with walk to Finlandia Village, bridging a generational divide. LaSalle Secondary School students celebrated seniors this week, with a carnival at the school on Thursday and a walk to Finlandia Village on Saturday. At Finlandia Village, students were greeted by seniors who came out to show their appreciation. "It actually brought a tear to my eye. I was just so proud of everyone who was there," Principal Christina Rivard Gabo told Sudbury.com after the event. "It was great. When we arrived at Finlandia Village, all the residents came out with great big signs to say thank you," Sisu Foundation Executive Director Patricia Clazia said. "Everybody was clapping, and it was quite a moment." Read the full story here. Sudbury mining supply entrepreneur John Harold has died. John Harold, a pioneering Sudbury mining supply entrepreneur, has died at the age of 80. Harold, who was the founder of Harold Supply, died on September 16 in Sudbury. Born in Worcester, Massachusetts, Harold moved to Toronto as a child, attending St. Michael's College, followed by St. Francis Xavier University in Nova Scotia, where he earned a Bachelor of Science degree. Harold married in 1964 and eventually settled with his first wife, Judy, in Sudbury. His career began in sales with Shell Oil, supplying fuel to Sudbury's two big nickel miners, Inco, now Vale, and Falconbridge, now Glencore. By 1975, he decided to start his own business and Harold Supply was launched. His first line was introducing the Gasboy Fuel Management System, a locked system that dispenses fuel to company fleets. Read the full story here. Girl in the Picture shares message of forgiveness known throughout the world as The Girl in the Picture, and The Napalm Girl. Kim Phuc Phan Thi was made famous for a photograph taken at the worst moment of her life. Pictured screaming, running naked down a road in Vietnam, the 9-year-old's clothing had been burned off by napalm, which also burned her skin. This moment, captured by photographer Nick Oot on June 8, 1972, was featured in various newspapers and was credited with helping change Americans' public perception regarding the war and its impact on the Vietnamese. The photograph earned Oot a Pulitzer Prize. Phan Thi was in Greater Sudbury today to share her story as keynote speaker at Rotary District 7010 Conference 2022 at the Holiday Inn. The moment for which she was made internationally famous resulted in years of painful burn therapy, and filled her with anger and bitterness. "Why do I have to suffer like this, and I would never be able to find friends and eventually find love," she said of her reasoning of the day, adding that she wasn't in a healthy place, and would come to recognize something had to change. Although the burns on her body were being treated, she said, "I had not yet treated the wounds I wore in my heart. Ellipsis. Just like napalm, anger, bitterness consumed me and threatened to burn up my soul." Read the full story here. Oversized Lefebvre campaign signs removed from the Kingsway. A large, double-sided campaign sign for mayoral candidate Paul Lefebvre has been removed from its location on the Kingsway per the city's request. At issue is a bylaw introduced since the 2018 municipal election which limits election signs to 1.5 square meters in size, which the Lefebvre signs far exceeded. "We took it down out of respect for their opinion, and that's all right with me," Lefebvre said of his team's dealings with the city, adding with a chuckle, "I have other things to do." Lefebvre reasons that because the same double-sided mobile billboard setup was used by a candidate in this year's provincial election, was paid advertising on commercial space, the sign should have been allowed. The trailer sign's previous user was Sudbury Progressive Conservative Party of Ontario candidate Mark Despoti, whose advertisement was featured outside his campaign headquarters earlier this year. I'm a bit confused by that, but I'm more focused on talking to people and reaching out to people and talking about issues out there in the community, Lefebvre said. The mayoral candidate also clarified that the sign was installed through a contractor, whom Sudbury.com reached out to but have not received a response. Read the full story here. Showers are forecast for Monday. Showers are on the forecast for today, with between 5 and 10 millimeters or rain falling from the sky. Fog patches are anticipated to dissipate in the morning, and will be joined by a north wind of 20 km per hour becoming light early in the afternoon. Today's high will be 13°C and a UV index of 2 or lower as expected. It's forecast to be cloudy overnight with a 60% chance of showers and a wind becoming north 20 km per hour in the evening. Tonight's low is forecast at 9°C.